So in the material world, when a person goes, nothing of them remains. Only their name remains as a record. They have got nothing to do with that particular record. They have gone somewhere else. Now we understand Krishna is omnipotent. So Krishna and his name are non-different. But what about the acharyas? If we remember their name, we remember their pastimes. So are they also non-different? Exactly how does it work? Yeah. There are actually there are levels of connectedness. That means only Krishna is omnipotent. Only Krishna is God. Only Krishna is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. So that means Krishna and his holy name are non-different completely. We'll discuss about that in the next verse more. Now when it comes to the acharyas, now they are not ordinary souls. They are souls in the sense that in the absolute sense they are like us. They are also atmas. But they are at a completely different level in terms of their consciousness, in terms of their connectedness with Krishna. And therefore, by Krishna's grace, they are given certain special powers. So, now, there is, so as I said, there are degrees of connectedness. So at one level, say Prabhupada's picture is non-different from Prabhupada. You know, we bow down to the picture, we bow down to the deity. At the same time, Prabhupada did not expect or mandate that we do the same kind of bhoga offering with all the elaborate worship, exactly all the same way that we do for the deities. Yes, there can be higher and higher standards of Prabhupada's worship also. But Prabhupada did not mandate that exactly. So, the primary idea over here is that the acharyas are given potency by Krishna by which they can manifest themselves to those who approach them, to those who appeal to them. So, those who are taking shelter of them, the acharyas themselves are not inherently or intrinsically omnipresent. But by Krishna's potency, they can manifest themselves. So when we recite an acharya's name, when we remember their pastimes, when we worship in front of their picture, because of Krishna's potency and because Krishna has engaged them, used them because of their exalted surrender as his instruments, so Krishna gives them the not exactly the omnipotency, but the potency, the substantially larger potency than what other jivas have, by which they can also guide and bless us. So this is Krishna's special mercy on the great souls. So now there was that incident when one devotee asked Prabhupada that actually Prabhupada, Krishna's devotees are more dear to Krishna than himself. Then instead of chanting Krishna's name, can we chant the spiritual master? Can we chant the pure devotee's name? So instead of Hare Krishna, can we do Japa? Prabhupada said, don't speculate.
Prabhupada also said, don't speculate.
So yes. So that means there are two extremes. One is that we say that, okay, the acharyas are not God, so they are just like jivas. That is wrong. That is, as it says in the Padma Vishnu Purana verse, that is Naraki Buddhi. When we consider the acharya to be like a Gurushu Naramati, to consider the guru to be just like an ordinary human being. That is a hellish mentality to say. But the other extreme is to consider the acharya in every way equivalent to God. And we think I will worship only the acharya and not worship the God at all. Worship God at all. That is also not correct. So the acharya is at a position much higher than other jivas, but not at the position of Krishna. And the acharyas are given that position and potential of that position by Krishna because of their connectedness with Krishna. So definitely remembering the pastimes of the acharyas, remembering their names and praying to them, all that has potency, has enormous potency. At the same time, usually when we remember the acharyas, we remember them for their connectedness with Krishna. So when we either sing the Mangala Arati in the morning or the Guru Puja in the later morning, the whole prayers are how those great acharyas are devoted to Krishna. So we don't see the acharyas separately. We see them in their connection with Krishna, and it is their connection with Krishna that gives their names, their pictures, their pastimes, special potency. Does that answer your question? Thank you.
Prabhu, if you feel like adding anything anytime, please let me know.
Anyone else, if they have comments also in the answers, please let me know.
I have a comment.
Yeah, please.